Hi, this is Kelly with XPO. How can I help you?
How you doing, Kelly? My name is Robert. Let me give you a work order number.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 072 B as Bill, A as Alpha, 1 E as Echo, 5.
All right. Let me pull up this account. And this is for Jerome Singer.
Yes.
Okay. Then how can I assist you?
So this customer has a service for an installation of a wall oven. I called the customer prior to arrival to make them aware I was coming out to the address. They said fine. So I asked them if they had the oven. He said yes. He's a really old gentleman. So when I arrive, I asked for the new oven to take a look at it, and makes me aware that I was supposed to deliver it. I made them aware I only do the service for the installation. I don't do no delivery, so I'm requesting a trip charge, you know, pending reschedule for this customer.
Okay, let me see here. Okay. Let me see. So I do see that there was custom labor added to the order.
Yeah,
is that what you were supposed to be for? Okay.
Yeah, because I have to move the electricity here.
Okay.
I have to relocate the location.
All right. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just making notes here.
No problem.
All right. Okay, so, all right, so we don't do the delivery for Home Depot, so you're going to need to call, let me see.
What?
Give me just a second. So at first the customer said the appliances were there, and then when you got there, he said you were supposed to bring them.
Yes, I don't do the list. We only do installation.
Okay, I'm just making notes here, and then I'll call and get that trip fee added. Give me just a moment.
Thank you. You're going to have lunch. Yeah? So big, so have lunch. All right.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and give the give Home Depot a call, okay? Or give the customer a call to verify, and then I'll give Home Depot a call. All right, I'll be right back with you.
I have to wait online?
So that I can process everything, so give me just a minute.
All right.